Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for today's broadcast of Financially Speaking with Lisa, a weekly broadcast specifically designed to help you with the daily financial decisions you have to make. I'm Lisa Waterman. I'm your host, and I am also the CEO and president of Waterman Financial Services, located at 3252 Mallard Cove Lane in Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46804. Well, I'm going to say I hope you all had a wonderful July 4th holiday, and in fact, many of you, including me, will carry this celebration right into the weekend. So if you're all decked out in red, white, and blue and are celebrating our country's independence, I'd like us to begin looking at our own independence, that being financial independence, because it's only fitting financial independence and freedom funds and everything like that go right together right here on Financially Speaking this week. So I'll tell you, I mentioned that I'm a financial planner on the show. I'm also an independent investment advisor. And I'll say one of the benefits of doing both investing and planning together is that I can introduce investment solutions to solve the gaps found in your own financial inventory and plan. So over the last several months, we've been talking about all kinds of different topics. And as I mentioned, this week, we're going to talk about financial independence. So I'm going to ask you a pretty serious question. And that is, what steps are you currently taking to ensure your own financial independence? Because, you know, oftentimes we find ourselves in situations that we think have happened to us without realizing it's actually our own choices that brought us here. Well, that is, the way to plan your own financial independence is to plan for your financial independence. If you want to retire at age 60, then get with a financial planner who can calculate what it takes to get there. If you want to retire at age 60, guess what? You got to start saving sometime. If you want financial independence, it means you have to start saving for your future, get your debt under control, and know what you're striving for. So I'm going to ask you a few more questions. Are you planning for your future, or will your future just happen to you? Do you have concrete plans to pay off your house? When are you actually going to retire? How much will you need to retire? And this is a tough one. Are you too busy paying off debt to even think about funding your retirement? Well, my friends, it's July 4th weekend, and we're going to be thinking and talking about financial independence. You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa, and we're going to be talking about fundamental steps to secure the financial future that you deserve. We're going to tackle a couple different ways. Let's start off with the debt issues. This is something that can take you down a long, winding road that doesn't necessarily lead to paradise. So are you so busy paying off credit cards that you feel like you're never going to get out of debt? Honestly, friends, there's no easy way to pay off debt, particularly if you keep using debt. That is, you say you're trying to pay down your debt, but every month you pull out that charge card and you charge more. There's no way to end that cycle unless you first get spending under control. And of course, in our society, it's a really competitive world. It's easy to think that you need the latest, greatest, whatever it is. But let me tell you a secret. Things will never make you happy. What makes us happy? People make us happy. It's experiences, it's good times with friends. And rarely it's because you own the newest, coolest phone or the newest fashions or the coolest new car. And another thing, we need to stop thinking that we need to buy our kids stuff to make them happy. I just heard a really great quote from the martial arts master Bruce Lee. He said, "Instead of buying your kids all the things you never had, teach them all the things you were never taught, because material wears out, but knowledge stays." This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, and I'm Lisa Waterman, your host. So keeping in mind that things do not make you happy, start thinking when you go to make some kind of purchase on credit, think, how many additional years am I going to have to work to pay for this stuff? Credit card balances carried from month to month continue to inch up. According to statistics in NerdWallet's annual analysis of U.S. household debt, we're actually have reached almost $424 billion in debt. That's incredible. And in fact, it's an increase of almost 5% over last year. And for Americans carrying that debt, the impact's pretty significant. As of now, the average household has an estimated $6,700 in credit card debt, meaning they carry that balance from month to month. And unfortunately, carrying that balance with a typical interest rate of usually north of 10%, oftentimes 14.99, some 19.99, paying a little bit at a time really means that you're never really going to be able to pay it off. And according to NerdWallet, in that same study, 9% of Americans think they'll never actually be free of credit card debt. That's a big burden to carry around. So I'm going to give you a couple steps here to help you along the way. I want you to get all your credit cards together. If this is you, we're going to get into some other things for those of you who don't carry credit card debt after the break. But line up all your credit cards, and I want you to take out a sheet of paper and write down the interest rate and then any other additional benefits the credit card gives you. For instance, I have a great credit card because I travel a lot internationally that I won't have an international conversion fee. That's an important benefit for me to use that credit card. That's the kind of thing. Maybe there's warranty benefits you can get on a card. There's lots of credit cards that offer different benefits. But I want you to line those up. Write down the interest rates, write down the benefits, and then you look at those credit cards and you pick one of them to use and say, this is my best card and this is the card I'll use if an emergency comes up. And then you cut up the other ones. I know that's pretty tough, guys, but the fact is, if it's there in your wallet and you're short on cash, what do? You pull out the credit card. It's time to cut up those and get out of the burden of this credit card debt. Then, on this same sheet of paper, what I'd mentioned before, I want you to write down the balance that you have, and I want you to find the highest interest rate cards and begin paying those down first. That's going to save you the most money over the long term. However, I'll also say sometimes it's nice to pay off one that's small just for your own satisfaction. You go, well, actually, this other one's lots bigger, but I'm going to start targeting to pay off this one and eliminate that. This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, and I'm Lisa Waterman, your host. And today, in celebration of our country's independence, we're celebrating your own financial independence with some strategies to help you. We're coming up to a break, but I do want to mention my phone number. I am available at 260-436-6588. Or if it's easier, we are open pretty much 9 to 5 every day. Stop by our offices. We're situated at 3252 Mallard Cove Lane in Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46804, and we'd love to visit with you. What makes me thrive is helping people, so please let me help you. Give us a call, 260-436-6588, or visit us on the web, watermanfinancial.com.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wovo Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Are you looking for a financial advisor you can trust? Someone who has your best interests at heart? Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services has the skills needed to help you. Visit them at watermanfinancial.com and find what true commitment looks like.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show designed to help you become more financially successful. Now, remember, I'm just a local gal based here in Fort Wayne who enjoys helping folks with their financial life. I create strategy around your financial dealings and help you to create a financial plan for your future. I offer a wide array of investment products and services uniquely designed to help you. Each one has its place and purpose based on your individual circumstance. So give me a call at 260-436-6588. On this show, we talk about plenty of different topics. And today, given all the red, white, and blue everywhere and the July 4th Independence Celebration, we're going to continue that theme by focusing on your financial independence. Financial independence can mean a few different things, and namely, that usually means no debt, and also probably having plenty of money saved up or having a consistent income stream to cover your expenses and simply enjoy life independently. Now, before the break, we were talking about paying off debt. There is simply no greater burden to your financial independence than having debt. I want you to think about this. If you had no debt, how much money would you actually need to live on? So think about that. You'd need money for utilities because you'd still be living like gas and electric. You'd need some food. But if you own your own home, you own your own car, and have no other payments, wouldn't life be pretty grand? You'd need some health insurance and other insurances. But what else would you actually need money for? Well, the really big deal here, you'd need money for anything that you would want to enjoy. That would be like vacations, maybe a fishing boat, a motorcycle, having friends over. Ultimately, gang, it's things that you would choose to spend your money on. So let's get back to getting those steps in place to help you get there and so that you can reach financial independence. Before the break, we were talking about paying off debt. I said to line up those credit cards and determine which one offers the best features and save that one card, cut up the others. Because the fact is, some have some special insurance benefits, warranty coverage, international conversion. Base that based on your life and your situation. You will not need all those other credit cards because your first step to financial independence is to get your spending under control. And now I want you to also get the statements of your credit cards. Because, you know, in today's world, everything is like $6 a month, $10 a month. Oh, you can sign up for $20 a month. And what's kind of crazy is you may find on your statements, you're paying for some services that you have no use for or that you haven't used at all. So best to get that canceled. So if you like seeing progress on your credit card debt, instead of paying off the highest interest rate, pay off the smallest balance card first, either way. And I want you to think about this process. Let's just say for a second that you allocate $500 per month for your credit card debt. I want you to pay the minimum on all the cards. That's your first requirement. But then I want you to target one card to pay off with any extra money that's within that allocation. Okay? Remember, minimum on all the other cards, and then anything extra goes to pay off that, let's say, the smallest balance card first. Then, once you've paid off that card, you do the exact same thing, but you still are allocating the same $500 to your debt. Now you take that extra money and minimum payment on all the other cards, but now you choose the next card. Again, with the smallest balance, the highest interest rate will actually help you the most, but ultimately, you're allocating the same amount per month, and one by one, the cards will get paid off if you stop adding to their balance. Now, I understand, folks, emergencies come up, but too many times in credit card stuff, we're not using credit cards for emergencies. We're using it because it was convenient and I didn't have cash, so I just put it on the credit card. Then when the bill comes, money's kind of tight and you don't pay it off. So getting the spending under control is the first thing, but then eliminating those credit cards is so very, very important. Once the credit cards are tackled, now I want you to move on to other segments of your debt, like your car, a home equity loan or line, or your mortgage. The reason I leave those last is because typically those debts have a lower interest rate than the credit cards. The credit cards are what we call unsecured debt, and therefore they typically have the highest interest rate. This is Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, based right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I'm a certified financial planner and investment advisor. Now, folks, I can help you strategize on your investments and get your debt under control. I can help you choose financial products that can simply seem too overwhelming. Should you get mutual funds or should you buy an annuity? All of these are decisions that I can help you with because they'll be based on your personal situation. Please call me at 260-436-6588 for a complimentary consultation. So back to financial independence. The use of credit cards is having you spending money that you simply do not have, most likely on things that you don't really need. I know it's tough, but it is in fact real. If you continue to have payments to make into your golden years and you figure out when those golden years are, life can get incredibly more difficult because you'll be paying things that you bought years and years ago, and now you're going to need more money to live on, requiring a greater amount saved up before you can actually reach your freedom years. And in fact, in your retirement years, you start pulling money out of individual retirement accounts, and guess what? Now you're adding more taxes to your situation too. If we can all agree that financial independence should definitely be part of your retirement goal, the next statistics can be pretty startling. According to the Employee Benefit Research Institute, 53.8% of households headed up by someone age 55 or older had debt back in 1992. That's not terrible. But by 2016, that percentage had grown from 53.8% up to 68%. And the most growth is in the oldest households. And the percentage of people 75 and older with debt has increased from 31% back in 2007 to almost 50% in 2016. The Wall Street Journal says, quote, Americans are reaching retirement age in worse financial shape than in prior generations for the first time since Harry Truman was president, end quote. That Wall Street analysis found that some 40% of households in the 55 to 70 age group don't even have enough resources to maintain their lifestyle. Friends, this is pretty significant. And I'm telling you, if you want financial independence and the ability to retire happy without the burden of a job or responsibility, debt needs to be gone. You'll want to take care of it by getting rid of that debt well before you reach retirement age. Now, there's lots of other reasons why people aren't retiring in great financial shape. One of those is debt, as I've just mentioned. Another is insufficient savings, and another is just the decline in pensions, that regular weekly or monthly paycheck. I can help you with that too. This is Financially Speaking with Lisa. You're listening to me, Lisa Waterman, your host of the program. I invite you to call me anytime in my private practice, Waterman Financial Services. You can reach me at 260-436-6588. Or if that's kind of scary, just send me an email by visiting me at watermanfinancial.com. Because remember, everything I do is specifically done to help you achieve financial success, from planning to investments, insurance, whatever. I've got the resources and solutions available to help you. We'll get on the other side of a break. And in the meantime, happy Independence Day.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wobble Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Life changes fast. You have a job. You leave a job. You're married. You're not married. You have no kids. And then you have kids. At Waterman Financial Services, we live life with you, helping you consider the financial impact of life. Lisa Waterman is ready to help you. 260-436-6588.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Greetings and welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. And happy Independence Day as we continue our celebration into the weekend. I'm sure glad you've joined me here this morning for Financially Speaking with Lisa, as we are talking about your own independence, your own financial freedom. I hope that on our show, you're learning a little bit more about how to achieve that. And specifically in today's show, we're talking about financial independence relating to the payoff of debt. We're going to carry that on. Then we're going to start talking about savings. So just as our forefathers wanted independence from Great Britain all those years ago, most of us want independence from the financial burden of being required to work and pay bills. Getting out of the grind, so to speak. So in the first two segments of today's show, I offered some really specific steps to address the problem of debt. Please listen and follow that. And certainly one of the ways to eliminate even the need for credit cards is to actually establish a budget. That budget will tell you what you want to spend your money on. And I know it sounds boring and tedious, but the fact is a budget is your guide to help keep you on track and determining what's important to you when you're planning for your own future. Because too many of us are deciding what to buy when things are all shiny and we don't have the money to buy it, so we pull out the credit card. So I want you to do a budget. And we talked about that in some previous shows. So check out the podcast section at watermanfinancial.com and review over that. Because once you have a budget prepared, you may be surprised how much money you're actually wasting on clothing, wasting on food and coffee and eating out. You know, obviously you need food, but food at the grocery store is a little bit different than food at the restaurant. We find a lot of credit card debt is temporary items and stuff that's soon forgotten. You'll look at your credit card and say, how's come I have $2,000 here? What in the world was that spent on? So do that. The other thing that's really, really important to get you to financial independence is to create an emergency fund. That is, get some money set aside every week until you have this established to come up with 3 to 6 months of your own expenses. Because it's extremely important, because guess what happens? As soon as there's some emergency or an illness, a job layoff, broken appliance, what do? You pull out the credit card and think, I'll pay this off when I get back to work. Friends, there's plenty to talk about, and you know this is all true, but you've got to get that budget established and have that emergency fund established. Because with that, having one of those temporary bumps in the road isn't an incredible catastrophe. Instead, you go, we've got that money saved up. Let's do it. So none of this is actually rocket science, but it isn't always easy to do either. Sticking to your plan is what's required. So we get the debt under control. We get an emergency fund established. And at the same time, and I know you're like, where am I supposed to get all this money? But I'm telling you, if you do the budget, you may find out paying yourself first helps you to get this stuff together. So you need to start looking at saving for your financial independence. And unfortunately, in my opinion, you can't wait until all your debt's paid off to begin saving for your future, because the fact is you can never make up for lost time. Instead, you should be making a strong play to substantially reduce and ultimately eliminate that debt, but you've also got to think about saving. The fact is, the longer you wait to start saving, the more money it will actually cost you to reach your goals. And that's due to the effect of a magical concept called compounding. That is, you put a dollar in today, and next year that dollar's worth a little bit more. Let's say it's worth $1.10. Well, now the following year, you have earnings on the $1.10. And then the next year, when it earns a little bit more, the same thing happens. You earn interest and earnings on your interest and earnings on your interest and earnings, and every year it continues to happen. In fact, the great Albert Einstein is said to have said the greatest power in the universe is compounding. That is, put your money into an account and each year earnings are earned on your previous year's earnings. And over time, it becomes very, very substantial. We had a scenario in our retirement education when I was doing that in the 401k world of putting money into your account between the ages of 21 and 31, just putting like $1,000 in and then stopping. Over the next 35 years or so to get to age of retirement, you would have a balance in excess of $500,000 by the age of 65. And that's if you stopped. Compounding is incredible. Time and time again, studies show that we spend what we have. So the fact is, if you're going to reach financial independence, you've got to start putting the money into your account before you ever have the opportunity to spend it. That is, sign up for your employer's retirement plan and put in the money into your retirement plan before you can spend it. There's simply no greater gift you can give to yourself than starting to save systematically for your future. If you're in a retirement plan, kudos to you. If you are in a plan, I want you to start targeting to save at least 10% of your pay every year, regardless of your age. If you want financial independence, my friends, you must start saving for it. And I did say 10%. If you don't think you can possibly do that, start saving whatever amount you can handle. Then each year, you increase the amount by 1%. So when you get a pay increase or December 31st, you go through the initial process and increase by 1%. If you don't know how to do that, check with your human resource department because they can help you. Now, I'm sure there are many of you in your 60s and 70s and wondering where the years possibly went to. For those of you who may be enjoying financial independence and retirement, I'd certainly love to hear from you, hearing your strategies and your stories about how you made it work. Because most people think that it's extremely difficult to become a millionaire. I'll tell you, it's pretty easy if you systematically do it. It's not from winning the lottery. It's by systematically saving every paycheck. My husband and I started saving for our retirement in our 20s. And lo and behold, we're getting pretty close to our 60s. And I'm happy to report my husband just retired and he's loving it. I will probably never retire, given my love of my profession and the joy I get from helping others. But the fact is, it's no longer a financial decision. Whatever your financial situation, and I'll say any regular listeners out there have heard me say this, in your company's retirement plan, the minimum amount required to receiving the matching funds is the amount you should be putting into the plan. That is, if your employer says, we'll match 50% of the first 6% of the pay, then by golly, you should be putting in 6%. That absolutely has to be your first goal. Save money now and get started. If you are in the company's retirement plan and they have a nice match, like I just mentioned, and you're saving just 4%, then make it over your goal over the next year to up it and put it again 1% more. I've also heard here and there of people being distrustful of their employer's plan. Realize there are a lot of laws designed to help you. Your employer really is sending the money off into an account with your name. Don't let your distrust, in essence, sacrifice your future. And then lastly, you've obviously got to be very smart about the way you invest and the products you choose. That's where somebody like me can come in. As a financial planner, I can help you choose investments in your own retirement plan, as well as outside of the retirement plan. My friends, it's time to close our session of Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman, your host, and I am the CEO and president of Waterman Financial Services. You can reach me at 260-436-6588. And always, my friends, remember, exercise your mind and exercise your body, as both are gifts you give yourself. Look forward to catching you here next week at 10 a.m. Happy Independence Day.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on Wovo Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on Wovo.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.